that seems like it could be improved, but, yeah. Oh, there was another thing with Chirp, or with the RT systems that I was trying to, how did that go? Oh, yeah, so one of them, that was one where, like, they told me the only way to fix the problem was to upgrade, and I had to buy a new license for that, and it was, like, the same software. So I didn't want to do that. And then the other one, the other one I couldn't activate. So I had, I think it may be for the 350. I have that software for the 350 radios. And I think the installer works, but I couldn't activate it once it was installed because their server, quote-unquote, oh, it's an old server. It won't activate anymore, so you have to buy a new license. But I'm like, yo, the reason I bought a license was so I could use it, not so that I had to buy it again in a few years to continue using it again. I think what I did was I exported the entire, like, registry tree from an old computer that it had worked on, and it kind of worked, but, like, it also needed to download updates, and updates on the update server were only available back to a certain point, so I had to find a second old laptop that had those .exe v1 files or whatever that from the first few updates that I did, which amazingly somehow I had somewhere. And then I manually copied all the executable self-contained updates into the cache directory, and then as the program errored out on each one, I manually copied it back to the working directory until it installed everything it needed, and then it was happy, and then it kind of worked. So, like, but yeah, their solution, everything was like, oh, you got to buy your license again. And I'm like, anyway, all that stuff works with Chirp now, so it was great back in the day. It saved my life a bunch of times, so I'm happy, but, like, also at the same time, anyway. Here, I'll take a video next time you talk, and we can see what I'm seeing.